Hi, I'm Colin Foley, and this is my 14th reflective journal. And today we're going to be talking about how I have developed my skills in communications with physicians and other healthcare providers. So overall, as an athletic training student, as you get more competent and more comfortable, your communications typically get better. And I feel like that has really happened for myself. This past weekend, we had the AAA tournament. We weren't necessarily working with any other healthcare providers besides athletic trainers, but we were talking to parents, little kids, and coaches, and that's a perfect platform and area in which you can practice these communication skills. Sometimes, since we are so oriented in a common vocabulary when we talk to healthcare providers, that when we go to talk to people such as coaches, like I just previously talked about, we forget how to do that. But that's an important skill. So it's sort of like the crossroads between being able to communicate with healthcare providers. So talking about physicians and other healthcare providers, like this weekend when I was talking to athletic trainers, telling them and communicating what happened, what I did, why I did that. It was really important to make sure that you got the best care for the patient, and that ultimately happens with communication. Other things with physicians, so when we have our team doctor come in, it is important to be able to express clearly and efficiently what is going on, so you can ultimately get the best care, and he will be able to understand the situation best as possible, ultimately, like I just said, to get the best care possible for that patient. So communication goes a long way. Another thing, just like I said, with coaches, parents, and kids, if you're working in the high school setting, it's very important to be able to articulate what is happening, what you feel is the best progression, what is the best intervention for the kid, athlete, or whomever you are actually taking care of, because ultimately people can get lost when communication is not very clear and things can get twisted, and ultimately it just makes it harder for the patient to get what they need. That is all I have today. Thank you for listening.